Welcome back to our ongoing presentation on Revelation 16. We're going to take up a part that we title The Miraculous Deception, where we look at the spirit that's coming out of the mouth of the false prophet. We want to look at Upward Look, page 277, which we've previously discussed, but just refresh that thought as we begin. All are to hear the last message of warning. The prophecies in the book of Revelation, chapters 12 to 18, are being fulfilled. In the 18th chapter is recorded the very last call to the churches. This call is now to be given. In the 19th chapter, the time is pictured when the beast and the false prophet are taken and cast into the lake of fire. The dragon, who is the instigator of the great rebellion against heaven, is bound and cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Then follows the resurrection of the wicked, and the final destruction of Satan and all the wicked, and the final triumph and reign of Christ in this earth. Now, we've tried to emphasize that Sister White here is telling us that the present truth message for Adventism today is in chapters 12 through 18 of the book of Revelation. And part of that story in chapters 12 through 18 is the threefold makeup of modern Babylon, which John the Revelator symbolized as the dragon and the beast and the false prophet. And we've been saying that in Revelation 16, when the warning is encapsulated between the sixth and seventh plague to make sure that we have Christ's righteousness on, that the aspect of the dragon and the beast and the false prophet that's being recorded there for us is emphasizing the religious aspect of those three powers. The religious spirit that will guide the different followers of those three branches of modern Babylon. And with so far we've looked at a little bit of the miraculous predictions and miracles that are taking place in the realm of the dragon spiritualism that's preparing them for virtually the same kind of mindset about what's going to take place at the end of the world, as is occurring in the domain of the beast, the papacy, which is being guided by the apparitions of Mary. We've touched on the truth that Sister White says the frogs symbolize the overspreading of the land, and that we see that these miracles that are taking place in the beast domain through the apparitions of Mary are around the world. They've been going on for many years, but they're increasing in how many are occurring and how many different areas they're occurring at. And in this study,